Time for Business Hour with Anand Zaki. Kia ora, Anand, and there are contrasting profit results for two aged care companies.
Kia ora to you, Marnie. Yes, aged care provider Oceania Healthcare has reported a strong lift in first half profit, driven by increased demand for independent living apartments and villas prior to the latest round of lockdowns. The profit is up about 20% on a year ago to nearly $37 million, although the numbers are not strictly comparable because the company changed its balance date from 30th of November last year. Chief Executive Brent Patterson says the extended lockdowns, particularly in the Auckland region, have temporarily affected sales and delayed building works. He says the outlook is uncertain, but he's expecting improvements over the next couple of months in what is traditionally a quiet summer period.
With the restrictions in terms of where people can travel, both domestically and internationally, what we have observed is significantly strong inquiry. Maybe mum and dad have been sitting at home and not sure whether they want to move into a care suite during some of these various alert levels we've seen. So we're expecting to kind of recover some ground. We expect that people won't be travelling as much. We're seeing, you know, strong settlement and days to sell. And so, yeah, all in all, I think we're going to see probably a more buoyant December and January than what we've seen traditionally.
The value of Oceania's assets rose nearly 10% to $2.1 billion in the past 6 months. Higher wage costs and the recent COVID-19 lockdown have weighed on Radius Care's half-year profit. The aged care operator's net profit fell more than a third to $1.3 million as labour costs rose by more than 10% because of skills shortages. Revenue was up nearly 1% to $66.7 million on the back of higher occupancy levels in its care beds. The company's founder and executive chairman, Brian Cree, says despite the challenges, it's a positive result.
So we've been very pleased with the first half. You know, it's a big job listing a company, and you know, we want to deliver on our promises, and we've done that. So we've acquired a new facility, we've acquired some property, we've got developments underway. So we feel that it's been a pretty positive first half, and we're really looking forward to pushing forward into the second half.
Brian Cree says it's starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel on the issue of mounting wage pressures. Refining New Zealand plans to raise just over $43 million to fund a new venture as it becomes an import-only fuel terminal. It's selling just over $38 million worth of shares to big investors, with existing shareholders to be offered the other $5 million. The minimum price will be 82 cents a share, with nearly 7% below its last traded price on Friday. The money will fund private fuel storage services, which it sees will be a complementary growth opportunity as the company rebrands and changes its operations. Refining NZ Chief Executive Naomi James says private storage gives customers increased product supply scale and flexibility.
The equity raise of approximately $43.5 million announced today will be used to fund the contracted private storage services and those under negotiation.
Yes, yes.
The new equity will be raised by a placement of approximately 47 million shares with an underwritten floor price of 82 cents per share and a $5 million share purchase plan with discretion to accept oversubscriptions.
That's Naomi James. The company is rebranding itself as Channel Infrastructure next April, when the import terminal operations begin. And there were a handful of smaller company earnings reports today. NZ Automotive Investments, the operator of Too Cheap Two Cars and NZ Automotive Finance, they have reported a reduced profit of $1.4 million half-year profit. It sold slightly fewer cars from last year, but its auto finance income more than doubled. Property developer Asset Plus, a net profit of $2.5 million, 80% down on last year's $11 million plus. But there are no property revaluations. The pandemic has hit its business and given its $200,000 of rent relief to tenants and expects that to be more than double for the full year. It sees the pandemic is delaying its leasing of two Auckland City properties, and it's expecting to scale back a planned major redevelopment. And we'll just go to the markets now, and for the latest we're joined by Malika King of Craigs Investment Partners. Kia ora to you, Malika.
Kia ora, Anand.
The NZX is down. What's happening with the markets at the moment? Why are we seeing the decline?
Yeah, so obviously that Omicron variant saw the S&P 500 on Friday have its worst day since February. And, you know, we're going to follow suit. We're down 0.8% or 100 points at 12,522 points. But our market is a bit more defensive than others. So while offshore markets have had a strong 2021 with investors sort of looking at stocks that benefit from the reopening trade and economic recovery, our market's been a bit more subdued. So this latest news and that more risk-off mentality could actually see us hold up a bit better. Obviously, tourism-related stocks are going to be impacted. So if we just look at some of the movers on the market today, Auckland Airport's down 6 cents at 7.70. Air New Zealand's down 7 cents at $1.50.5. Kathmandu retail-related down 8 cents at $1.43. Meridian's actually up 6.5 cents at $4.59.5. Restaurant brands down 42 cents at $13.90. Spark, another one that's in positive territory, that's at 1.5 cents at $4.41.5. But THL down 15 cents or 5% at $2.70. And Vista Group down 9 cents at $2.25.
Okay, now across the Tasman, how has the Australian opened? And you know, if both the ASX and Asia don't do too badly, could we recover by the end of the day?
Yeah, well, look, not too bad for the All Ords actually, down 0.75% or 67 points at 7,532 points. Asia will be interesting. It's a bit hard to see that people will be rushing in their masses because obviously there's still a lot of uncertainty out there, but they may direct us a little bit, and we've actually come from being down around 1.5% earlier today down to that sort of less than a percent, and that's after the Aussie markets open, so that may have put a bit of direction to ours. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Okay, we'll just do the currency, interest rates and commodities in a quick bite.
Sure, so we're buying 68 cents US, we're buying 95.56 Australian, 51.1 pence, 60.42 euro cents, 77.6 yen, and 4.36 yuan. 90-day bank bills are at 0.805%. The 5-year swap is at 2.638%. The 10-year is at 2.73%. Brent crude $74.32 US a barrel, and spot gold is at $1,792 US an ounce.
Thank you very much, Malika King from Craigs Investment Partners. And that's business news for now. We'll have more in Checkpoint. Back to you, Marnie.